by some follower nine. Just write Matthew 26:14. Matthew 26:14. And I'm going to show you a point here in relationship to verse number 2, to Judas Iscariot, in relationship to choices we make in relationship to sin. And the reason why I'm saying that, because even though Psalm 41:9, it was prophesied about one of his own who eat his bread that would go up against him, that don't mean that Judas still had to betray him. Because we're free moral agents. We're creatures of choice. He made that choice in relationship to his mindset, in relationship to what his desire was, see, in relationship. Not God didn't make him do it. He did it on his own. Now, I do want you to see Psalms 41:9 in relationship to being fulfilled. And also, I want you to see it in relationship to the 39 books, the 17 books of prophecy, in relationship that I came not to destroy, but I came to fulfill the will of the Lord. Now, this is what I want you to know. And I want to build, and I want you to see the mindset or the characterization of Judah, all right, in relationship to how he looked at the world, what his desire is in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. All right, and let me give you three scriptures, okay? Matthew chapter 10, verse 2 to 4, all right, and we're not going to have time. We're not going to have time to just go back to them, but I'm going to give them to you. Mark chapter 3, verse 16 through 19, and Luke 6:14 through 16. And let me give it to you one more time. Matthew 10, 2 through 4, Mark chapter 3, verse 16 through 19, Luke chapter 6, verse 14 through 16. And let's go to one right quick. Let's go to Matthew 10, 2 to 4, okay? And I want to show you that the Holy Spirit, in relationship to being omnipotent and omniscient, we see here that in all cases when the Lord lists the apostles, Judas Iscariot is always the last one. He's always the last one. See, in relationship to the Lord knowing all things and everything in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. For example, it says in Mark 10, he said, now the names of the 12 apostles are these. But drop down to verse 4. See, he says, Simon the Canaanite and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. But in every case you see in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, that Judas Iscariot was always mentioned last of all the apostles. Part number 2. You go back and you look at the word rabbi, and you go back and look at the word teacher, and followed under Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all the other apostles called Jesus Lord. See, Judas Iscariot, the only one that used the terminology as calling Jesus to be a rabbi. The word rabbi means one who's a teacher. So what I'm trying to get you to see, that his mindset, see, sometimes sin, our mindset, the things of the world, our surroundings, our friends, our desire, cause us to think. A lot of times people say, well, you look religion, you sound religion, but your actions show something else. Based on what you say, based on what you do, in relationship to not having the fruit of the Spirit. See, so his mindset was one that literally he may not even believe in who Jesus was, that the greed that he showed, I'm going to show you in a minute, the mindset that he had in relationship to who Jesus was and the possibility based on who Jesus was, what the probability could be by hanging with Jesus. You know, sometimes people hang with you because of what you can give them. They say they're your friends based on what you can give them. And see, they knew based upon their law that a Messiah was going to come. But see, his mindset was that this Messiah was going to be one that that was going to be king of kings. He thought it was going to be a physical kingdom. He didn't understand the spiritual realm of it. See, so his mindset would be that maybe if this Jesus, who I'm hanging around with, one day would become king of kings and Lord of lords, well, look what I can profit. See, not to believe that Jesus was the Lord, or Lord being ruler, right? The anointed one, the Christ, whatever it may be. See, not that he believed that, but he may believe that he was just a teacher. Now go back and look at it, and look at the language. All the other apostles called him Lord, but he called him Rabbi. You see the mindset? The mindset sometimes we develop in relationship. That's the reason why the Bible says, what? Come ye out from among them, be separate, said the Lord. Touch not, taste not, handle not, love not the world. Because if you play with the world long enough, the world will get you. See, it would just change your whole mindset. To the point the seed just won't work. The seed just not going to penetrate. In relationship to understanding who is and what is the will of God. Let's go to John 12. I'm going to give you another example. You remember John 12? John chapter 12? You see, I want to read it to you. John 12, 1 through 8. We see the example here. See the example with Jesus and Mary. Look what it says. I want to read it to you. It says, then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which has been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. See, there they made him a supper and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment, a spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with the hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. But look at verse number 4. It said, then said one of his disciples, question, why did he have to say it? Why did he have to say it? That's that mindset. Amen? See, the devil, who's that roaring lion, seeking him whom he made a vow, see, he has powers to know what we desire and what we want and what our mindset is. Amen? See, that's the reason why the Bible says, come ye out from among them. See, the devil know just like God know in relationship to what you desire. You remember Adam and Eve? He verbatim quoted what Jesus said because he knew the scriptures, didn't he? So the devil knows, amen. But look what he says in verse number 4. Verse number 4, he says here, then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence? What was he thinking about? Money. Greed. Mindset. You see what I'm talking about? Let's go to the book of James. I want to read a scripture to you. In the book of James. We've been talking about this, all right? James chapter 1. See, we got to understand the ramification of sin and how sin worked. See, Judas did this to himself. God didn't do it to him. Now, it was prophesied that it was going to happen. But he made the choices by loving money, loving the world, having that mindset wanting prosperity more than he wanted to do what? Do the will of the Lord. Go to the book of James. I want to show you something right quick. James chapter 1. Okay? See, when the Bible says, come ye out from among them, touch not, see, love not the world. See, we need to understand the danger in the world, amen? Because it's dangerous, amen? Well, James 1, we might as well talk about it while we're here. Verse number 4, we talk about don't be wavering, right? Don't be double-minded, right? Verse 7, right? For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Why? Because he don't know. See, verse 3, he don't know. He don't count it all joy. See, he don't know. He don't let his patience have a perfect work. See, he's not perfect. Y'all see what I'm saying? He's not entire. He's not wanting. See, Judas Iscariot didn't have that mindset. See, and when we don't have that mindset, see, the devil can get us the same way it got Judas. Amen. It was the devil. Amen. He played in the hands of the devil. Look at verse 12. He said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord had promised to them that love him. Then look at verse 13. This is the clincher. He said, let no man say when he is tempted. See, he put himself in predicaments. See, sometimes in life we put ourselves in predicaments to be tempted by the world by being with the world. Right or wrong? See, sometimes we put ourselves in situations where it may be finance, where it may be, whatever it may be, that cause us to be tempted simply because it's there. And then the human side is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. It's there. See, the only thing that we have to learn to do in order to perfect, we don't let it control us, we control it. But it's there. Desire is there. Anger is there. Hatred is there. It's built up in us, amen. But we learn through the word, amen, through perfecting, through growing, through enduring, that we don't let it control us, but we control what? It. See, Judas, his mindset of greed, see, he was more worried about $300 or 300 pence, or what it may be, than what this woman was really doing for the Lord. See, he was more concerned about what he could get than seeking ye first the kingdom of God. So verse 13, it says here, let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. That would prove that right there. See, God couldn't tempt him. God couldn't make him do it. He did it because he wanted to do it. Amen. See, a lot of times I heard preachers say, well, see, God, it was prophesied that he was going to do it. See, it was prophesied that he was going to do it. And because it was prophesied, well, he had to do it because in fulfillment of scripture. That's not true. That's not true. And the reason why it can't be true, because that's not fair. That's not justification. I mean, how can you be born to go to hell? You understand what I'm saying? And then you can do about it. See, it can't happen that way. We're free moral agents. We're creatures of choice. That's the reason why you got the word. What's your favorite scripture? 1 Corinthians 6:19. Let the word of Christ what? So once it get there, 1 Corinthians 3:16, see, it can teach you, it can admonish you to make what? Proper decisions. See, because see, people say, well, you did it because of you. You can't blame nobody else. It's quick to blame Frazier. It's quick to blame my mama. It's quick to blame my dad. But see, the problem was Judas. See, Judas did that. See, not really understanding. And you know what's so sad, man? That when people fail to study, or when people fail to let the word work properly, see, and me and Brother Frazier were talking about that the other day. See, the word gonna work properly. But when it don't work properly, you got problems. And that's the law of reciprocity. And that's a sowing process. That is, what you sow spiritually, you're going to reap spiritually. On the other hand, what you sow carnally, you're going to reap carnally. Because it can't happen no other way. It can't happen no other way. If we sit down and told the truth, if we sit down and just told the truth about situations that happen in our life, whether they are positive or negative, every time they are negative, can't nobody be blamed but the person that looks in the mirror. Because that's the choice we make. Whether you want to admit it or not. Am I right? So he said, here, let no man say. See, when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. See, he can't tempt him to do wrong. Amen. Because this is not God. Then look what he says here, verse 14. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away. Now I don't know what caused an individual to be drawn, because we all be drawn by different situations, right? See, different things. That's the reason why examination is so what? Important. Am I right? See, that's the reason why examination is so important, and that's the reason why being truthful with oneself is so important. Because if you don't realize what draw you, see, you're not gonna never be able to solve the problem. Amen. Because there's a reason to be drawn, right? Whether positive, whether negative. The problem is when we don't want to face reality and tell the truth. When that happens, the word can't help you. Because you're not going to perfect. You're not going to endure. You can't say count it all joy. How can you count all joy when you are falling into diverse temptations? That's not happy. You happy when you have problems? I'm serious. Are you happy? That's what's wrong with the world today. We're in a world trying to solve the problems with the world, but they can't solve the problem with the world. They say, well, the United States going to fall off the fiscal cliff. Well, let them fall. They just need to just completely fall. Don't you think so? It don't matter. Not to me and to you. Am I right? Come upstate, we find ourselves, we're going to be what? Content. See, drawn away of his own lust and entice. See, he did it to himself. Am I right? Then when lust has conceived, amen. See, he could have betrayed Jesus and stopped. Amen. He didn't have to go hang himself. He didn't have to go that far. But see, the devil is like a snowball. Once the devil captivates you in a little way, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It's like telling a lie. It may be a little lie, but it gets to be a bigger lie, a bigger lie, a bigger lie. Y'all know what I'm talking about? The sooner or later, it's like here. I whipple something in your ear. I say, tell her. And by the time it get back that ear, it's all wrong. See? Am I right? Because that's the way life works. See, once the devil captivates us, once the devil gets us where he wants us to do, he ain't going to let us go. Amen. And guess what? See, when you sin and don't repent, you're dead. Right? You're in darkness, am I right? And when you're dead and you're in darkness, you can't make proper what? You can't do it. Am I right? See, that's the reason why. It's nothing there to help him come out from it. Go ahead, bro. Well, that's what the Bible says. Yeah. Well, what's the difference? What's the difference to being a Christian and the word is being preached and you read it and you reject it? Is there any difference? I'm serious. When you see the word and you read the word, amen, and you read it, and you can read it, and you see it, and you know all scriptures given by the inspiration of God, right? You know it's the perfect law of living. You know it because you read it, you see it. But because, and this is the problem, sin is in your life. Sin kicks truth out. Because the seed can't penetrate. That's why people say, well, I don't understand. I don't understand why. See, you don't have to understand why. Just do it. Am I right? Because you see it, am I right? But see, that's the problem. See what you're saying here. You say, why would Judas have that mindset? Why would he was with Jesus for 3 years? He slept with him, he ate with him. You know what? He had the wrong motive. See, his mindset wasn't spiritual. See, one thing about apostles. See, even during the life of Jesus, they never did understand why Jesus came. Because, see, in Act 1, when Jesus get ready to send back to heaven, they looked at him and said, well, Lord, when are you going to restore the kingdom back to Israel? They still didn't understand the difference between a physical king and a spiritual king. They didn't understand. Now, they understood some, but they didn't understand full. See, that's the reason why Luke, John 14, 26, 15, 26, 16, 13, 1 Corinthians 13, James 1, 25. See, that's the reason why he gave them the perfect law of liberty through baptizing them with the miraculous indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Why? Mark 16, 20, to confirm the word. Because see, Frank, if he never done that, the church wouldn't have went nowhere. Come on back up here, John, get in your chair. Oh, you're on the phone, okay. All right. Y'all with me? They went nowhere, nowhere. So what I'm saying is, he made a good point. It would seem like if you with Jesus and you hung out with Jesus and Jesus was all in your life, well, man, you would be Jesus. But that's not necessarily so. If your mindset, what Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed, but be what? See, that's something we do every day. You know why we do it every day? We be transformed every day because we are sinners. Amen. We in the world. The only difference between us and them, we saved and they are lost. And we got the perfect law of liberty. See, we got something to help us. You understand? So you're right. It would seem like he would have. But see, when your motives are not right, see, all Christians' motives are not right because, see, it's either because they're ignorant, they have zeal but not according to knowledge, right? It's like over here, Jane. Go back to Jane right quick. See, Jane 1, and we see it here in Jane 1. He used that phrase, Jane 1:8, when he talked about a double-minded man. See, people have their own motives. Denominationalism was a self-motive. Do you not know that? See, denominationism serves self more than serve God, amen? Because they're more concerned about what they want to do, right? Versus doing what God wants them to do, am I right? See, they do things when I depart greed, will end, not spread if I speak it, perverse to do what? Draw. See, they do that to draw. See, churches of Christ begin to do the same thing. See, we're getting away from apostolic doctrine because, see, we want to do things to draw, to appease the mindset of Christians, am I right? See, that's what's happening in the church today. And like the preacher told me the day we had lunch with him, he said, Brother Lyons, you know, he said, we're losing a lot of young people. He said, we got to just change a little bit. I said, Brother, you can't add to God's word. Amen. Deuteronomy 4:2, Proverbs 30:6, and Revelation 20:18-19, don't add to, not take away from my God's word. See, what we need to do is preach the word, amen. In season, out of season, amen. Because see, you're not going to get them until they get that mind, right? Am I right? And guess what, bro? It starts at home. It starts when they're little. Am I right? And you got to bring them all the way up, amen. See, am I right? See, and that's the point. But go to James, what's James 1? See, in James 1, he talked about that. See, James 1:8. He's a double-minded man. See, he's unstable. And look at the language the Holy Spirit used. He said, in all his ways. Who ways? His ways. Am I right? See, Judah was in his way. Am I right? See, he wasn't concerned about what Jesus wanted. He was in his way. The way most people do. A lot of people come to church, but it's that way. If it can't be my way, I'm going somewhere else. It ain't my way. I ain't going to be him. Huh? Wait, we're going to do this here. Who are you? Am I right? The Bible said in the gates of hell should not what? The church going to be here, am I right? Why in the world are we going to change truth to satisfy you? You can't do it. So what you're saying, you're right. Jesus didn't have nothing to do with it. Been around Jesus and have nothing to do. He's, man, you think about this here, man. All the miracles Jesus did. Man, he saw Jesus walking on water. He saw Jesus heal the blind. He saw Jesus doing all these miracles. Can you imagine? What was he thinking? He couldn't think. You know why he couldn't think? Because the devil had him. Amen? And that's the same thing. That's bringing home. That's what's wrong with the world. That's what's wrong with the church. You see, and like I say all the time, people say, man, I sure don't know what's wrong with him. I know what's wrong with him. The devil in him. Am I right? He in his own way. I got that marked in my Bible. And the reason why I got it marked, because see, you can talk Jesus all day. You can go to church all day. Good to see you, Sister William. And you can talk Jesus all day. And you can say, I love Jesus all day. Am I right? But see, it ain't going to do you no good till you know. You truly understand and through mindset and learn how to obey God. 1 John 5, we've been talking about it, right? See, Jesus said, you're going to love me, right? Or if you're going to be born again, you got to do what? You got to love me, right? See, when you love me, you're going to do what? You're going to keep my commandments. John 14, 15 says, you love me, what? Keep my commandments. See, it's all through obedience. You understand what I'm saying? It's not just lip service. You know what I mean? And that's the mindset. And that's really why I spend so much time on this one verse, is because I want you to see. He was a man, you see, look what happened to him. He was with Jesus for 3 years. See, and that roaring lion, that father lion got him, didn't it? Am I right? See, and he works the same way. He hadn't changed. Because hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Let's go back to John. Y'all with me? Go to John 6. And I want to just read, go just right quick, go through some verses in John 6. I want you to mark them. See, because see, well, I want you to see. See, it just didn't happen, Brother Frazier, in chapter 13. See, this just didn't happen in chapter 13. But see, this was something that was just festering. And the way sin is, am I right? See, it started with a wink. See, it started with taking little things. It started with just taking grapes. Am I right? See, it starts small. It started just taking a piece of candy. Am I right? Then sooner or later, I said, man, you understand what I'm saying? I can't believe. You know, we just had a case like that. You know, man. But anyway, let's go look at that. John 6, okay? Let's say it. John 6, I want to show you. See, it just didn't start there. Because in John 6, all right, and we'll start looking at 68, all right? See, I'm going to read with you. Read with me, okay? 668, okay? See, look what it says here. All right, 68, y'all there? He said, then Simon Peter, start back at 66? Okay, I'm going to start back at 66. All right, read the whole chapter you get 10. All right. Either, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you go always? And then Simon Peter asked him, Lord, to whom shall we go? That has the word of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered them, he said, have I not chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? Amen. He spoke of Judas Iscariot, of the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Now I'm going to start right there. I'm going to make a point. See, you know a tree by the fruit, right? Am I right? See, people at work say, oh, I love God. Saul kind of raised, thank you, Jesus. Y'all seen that happen before? Am I right? They're out the other side of their mouth. You understand? They cuss like the devil, don't they? See, lying on folks, am I right? Talking on top and underneath. That nasty talking, y'all understand what I'm saying? See, you know a tree by his what? See, Jesus knew him. Well, he knew him for two reasons. Number one, he was divine. But he knew him, too, because he knew his motives. And that's the same way. See, it's not but one way, John 14, 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. See, the truth gonna prevail. Amen. And actions speak louder than what? Am I right? See, a man can say, yes, I'm faithful. Yes, I love the Lord. But see, there's no change in his life. Am I right? So if there's no change in the light, would it be wrong with me to say, well, he is of the devil? Is that being judgmental? Is it? I'm asking the question, is it? No. Based on their action, am I right? Sir? Why? Yeah. Well, I might not can't judge them, but I can judge them, because judgment is that when you got factual proof to prove to be right, that's not judgment, that's truth. Amen. Now, if he told me something and I don't know that he's telling the truth and I repeat it, I'll be accusatory and don't have proof, that's judging. Amen. See, you see me tomorrow night like this. Am I right? It ain't caught my shoes running over neither. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Now you come to me, brother, and you say, hey, brother, I want to talk to you. I said, what? You been drinking? I said, no, it's my shoes. Now, let's do it this way. See, here, we're not talking about the world. What we're talking about tonight is believers. Am I right? Judas Iscariot was one of the disciples. Am I right? The word disciple means what? Follower. Am I right? Am I right? See, that's what the word means. He was a follower. You know, I gave you those scriptures over there, and you got it right now. Here we go again. Matthew 10:2-4, Luke 3:16-19, Luke 6:14-16. He's mentioned with the disciples. He's mentioned with the apostle. That word apostle means one called from God. Amen. And then we're going to see here that he said, Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is the devil? Well, Jesus, why would you say that? Because you know a tree by its fruit. I think sometimes, Randy, we do more damage by pacifying and satisfying than telling the truth. The reason why I say that, because see, Matthew 18:15 says you got all against your brother, go to him and him alone, right? If he hear you, you'll gain the word. See, that's what it means. See, the other day, I don't know, and I'm talking to get you ready. The other day, I don't know how it happened on my Facebook, some stuff popped up. You know, I don't know how it got there. Maybe I need to get off of it. But anyway, you just saw people, hit me up. Man, you've been hacked. You've been, what other word they use? But anyway, spam. Yeah. You know. I said, what going on? And then I look down there. I said, oh, Lord, I know I ain't went down. You know what I'm saying? Now, whoever saw it, they could say, well, I knew that Negro like that anyway. Let it stay there. Man, you should have saw me. They said, well, what you got to do is change your password. I'm gonna shut the whole thing down. Because see, if it can happen like that, amen, I'm going to be a light bearer, am I, man? I don't tell what folk can do to you, am I right? Then a lot of folks ain't going to be that well generous. Am I right? And that's the point. Go ahead, Randy. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's what he said. That's right. That's it. Well, see, that's the reason why Romans 16, right quick, the Bible talks about responsibility that we have to preserve the light. You understand what I'm saying? In Romans 16, 17, 2 Thessalonians 3, 6, talks about verse 17, mark them, brethren, see which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and do what? For they are searched, sir, not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, by good words and foul speech is what they do. They deceive the hearts of the what? Question. Should all Christians be simple? You understand what I'm saying? Now, I know a newborn babe is a newborn babe, and he desire, he needs to be taught. Because the Bible said, teach them to observe all things, which I have commanded you. Amen. But see, that perfecting, that growing state to be to the point that none of us should not let none of us control our spirituality. To the point whereby you let me control your spirituality, there's something wrong with you. It's like this class tonight. See, what the scriptures that I've given you, thing that I said, you should go back and check it out for yourself. To make sure it does say the Lord. Amen. See why? So that you won't be deceived. You won't be fooled. See, it's like you said over there. See, you got people over there, just because the elders say, yeah, let's do it, do that make it right? Do it? You understand what I'm saying? See, every man must bear his own what? Burden, am I right? And see, that's the danger. See, that what happens when we don't study, or we don't grow, or we don't perfect. That's the problem that we run into. Go to Thessalonians right quick. We'll show you one more verse right quick. There's several more, but 2 Thessalonians. That's the first Thessalonians. And by Romans 16, 17, you need to write that down. Second Thessalonians 3, 6. Read about Romans 16, 17. Right. Second Thessalonians 3, 6. Right. Ephesians 5, 11. Right. 2 John 9. And right. 1 Corinthians 5, 11. I'm giving it to you one more time. Right. Ephesians 5, 11. 2 John 9. And then Romans 16, 17. And tie them back. Amen. See, what we're going to do, we're going to let a lot of people send us to hell, amen. And the reason why we're going to do it, because we are simple. Amen. See, look what it says in verse 2 Thessalonians 3, 6. So now we command you, brethren, y'all see that word again? What do that signify? 21 books, right? Am I right? See, brethren, see, you shouldn't even be here if you're not a what? Brethren, amen. That's the 21 or the 27. See, now we command you, brethren, look what it says, in the name, underline the word name, right, Matthew 28, 18, 19, by the authority of Jesus, am I right? See, of our Lord Jesus Christ, see, Acts 4, 12, am I right? See, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourself from every brother. It says some brother, didn't it? That walketh what? And not after the tradition in which he received the word of us. And right, James 1:25, that's that perfect law of liberty, right? Am I right? See, John 14:26, 15:26, 16:13, 1 Corinthians 13, see, am I right? James 1:25, received of us, this is the Bible, 2 Timothy 3:16, am I right? You with me? See, why? Because see, you don't want to be around simple-minded Christians, do you? Am I right? Who want to be around a simple-minded Christian? Am I right? A simple-minded Christian can't even, you know what? A simple-minded Christian can't worship God in spirit and in truth. He can't sing with the spirit and sing with the understanding. If he's simple-minded, am I right? Am I right? See, and that's the danger. See, that's the reason why I'm talking about Judas. Why? So we can see, if this man can be gullible and fall to Satan to the point that he literally would kill himself, man, what in the world the devil do to me and you? Amen. What do you think he'll do with me and you? Ain't that something to think about? That's just kind of hard for me to believe. His mindset even when he went there. You understand what I'm saying? See, they just didn't meet Jesus at 5 o'clock in the evening. They were with him all the time. They did it for 3 years. Amen? So, come on. But see, when your mind ain't right, see, ain't nothing else going to be right. Go ahead, Randy. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. What, 2 Kings? That's it. That's it. But see, that's it. Well, see, I'll never forget Wayne Kilpatrick one time. It was over 25 years, 30 years ago he said this. He said, he was talking to some of the elders. He said, how are we going to compete with the Dawsons and the Briarwoods and the Presbyterians and the Edgewoods, all those big churches over in the Homewood area? And I was young in the gospel. I was simple myself. I didn't know what he was talking about. How are we going to compete? If we don't have nothing to compete with, you know what? And I think about that now. Crazy man, you got the power of the gospel. Amen. That's the greatest power you need. We don't need nothing but the truth. Amen. That's the reason why institutionalism, kitchen, gymnasiums, things of the flesh, we don't need them in the church. Because the church is nothing but a called out body where we get in, like tonight. I hope you learn something tonight. Well, you get in here to buffet and stay. Can't no canal to be in here. Because anytime you allow a canal to in, you know what it do? It darkens the light. Because what you do, you lose its message. And that's the reason why that preacher told me. He said, man, we got to do something. Well, keep preaching. That's the only thing you can do. You can't do nothing else. What can you do? And like you said, see, that if they want a UAB students, teach truth. See, you can't do it. Wayne came in here. Wayne brought the buses. He brought the hot dogs. He brought the cokes. He brought the clowns. He bought everything. I remember, he did. Now, they were clowns too, but think about it. But he did. He brought it all in here. They brought the bands in. They had 9 bands, man. They had everything. See, he said one time, I'm going to build the biggest church in the state of Alabama. He did it. He did. At one time, they had over 2,000 people coming on Sunday morning. But look how he did it. Look how he did it. And look what a mess he created. See, simply because he left truth. And let me tell you something, it's still going that way. It's still going away. The church ain't progressing spiritually, it's digressing calmly. You know why? Because see, nobody wants to stand on truth. Then one who wants to stand on truth, we crazy. They talk about us. Y'all over there, they gone crazy over there. Instead of encouraging us and helping us, I want to investigate, I want to come and reason together. See, they're sitting here talking about something they don't even know what they're talking about. Am I right? But I'm telling you, man, it's going back instead of going forward spiritually. And the reason why is because it has worldly qualities. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Let me give you one more thing now and let you go. And I want you to write this down too. I might not have time. Write John 13:2. And just look at those 13:2. Still in John 13:2, verse 18, verse 21, and verse 27. Okay? In John 13, second chapter, 13, second verse, 18 verse, 21st verse, and 27 verse. Then write down Mark 14:18 and Mark 14:21. See, Mark 14:18, 14:21, and then you already got John 6, 66 through 71, right? And then you're going to tie all these together to show you that Judas' life was an act of progression. It just didn't happen overnight. This something that happened throughout the life of Jesus, but his motives was wrong, and that motive that he had caused him literally to kill himself. Now, sin brings forth death, but it really killed him. Go ahead. Mark 14:18 and Mark 14:21. Okay? You got John 13:2, the second verse, 18 verse, 21st verse, and 27th verse. And then John 6:66-71. Okay, John 6:66-71. Okay? All right? And then, you know, you got John 12, right? 1 through 8, right? That too. And then one more I want to give you, and I ain't talk about it, but it's over here in Zechariah chapter 11. All right? Zechariah 11 in the verses of 12 and 13. That's on the Old Testament side, and the New Testament side is Matthew 27:35. And I call those antitypes. That is, it's prophesied and fulfilled. And then you got Psalm 41:9, right? And you're going to tie that into Matthew 26, verse 14, 48, and 49. Okay? Y'all got those? Psalm 41:9, Matthew 26, verse 14, 48, and 49. And Zechariah, the 11th chapter, verse 12 and 13. And you're going to tie that under grace and truth, Matthew 27, 35. Okay? All right? But the whole point, I hope you got it, is that I want us to see Judas in relationship to how sin worked and how the state of mind literally what caused him to make the wrong choice. And state of mind, when we play with sin and stay in the world long enough, will kill us too. Okay? All right. Come on back Sunday and be well. I'm going to preach Sunday. And I got a good one lined up for us. And we're going to talk about Ephesians 5:19.